Bette Midler calls Trump mentally ill for demanding Obamagate probe. By Joshua Kaplan on May 14, 2020. Actress, singer and left-wing activist Bette Midler is once again lashing out at President Donald Trump, accusing him of being mentally ill for calling attention to the involvement of Obama-era officials in the unmasking of his former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn amidst the Chinese coronavirus pandemic. 80,000 people are dead. 36 million out of work. Did you ever imagine in your wildest dreams that it could come to this? And what does this awful man do as our leader? Midler wrote on Twitter Thursday evening. He goes after his predecessor? Threatens to jail his opponent? America, face it. He's mentally ill. He is unfit. Midler's outburst comes one day after Acting Director of National Intelligence Richard Grenell sent a declassified list of Obama officials who had requested names to be unmasked between November 8, 2016. And January 31, 2017 to Senate Homeland Security Committee Chairman Ron Johnson, RY, and Senate Finance Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley, RYA. The list included officials such as then-CIA Director John Brennan, then-Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, then-U.S. Ambassador to the UN Samita Power, then-White House Chief of Staff Dennis McDonough, and most notably, then-Vice President Joe Biden. Last Thursday, the Department of Justice dropped its criminal case against Flynn, who pleaded guilty to making false statements to the FBI regarding his contacts with Russian ambassador to the U.S. Sergei Kislyak. The move came after handwritten notes compiled by FBI officials questioned whether the goal was to get Flynn to lie so we can prosecute him or get him fired. Newly released documents reveal Obama was aware of the details regarding Flynn's intercepted calls with Kislyak, which even surprised then-Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates. Breitbart News reported. The documents from the government's motion to dismiss their case against Flynn show, however, that at a January 5, 2017, Oval Office meeting with then-Vice President Joe Biden, then-CIA Director John Brennan, then-Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, then-FBI Director James Comey, then-Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates, Obama had asked Comey and Yates to stay behind. Obama told them he had learned of the information about Flynn and his conversation with Kislyak, where they discussed sanctions his administration had levied against Russia. A memo penned by then-National Security Advisor Susan Rice also showed that Biden stayed behind as well. Obama specified he did not want any additional information on the matter, but was seeking information on whether the White House should be treating Flynn any differently, given the information. Obama lamenting the decision to drop the case last week, saying that it puts the rule of law at risk. Earlier Thursday, President Trump hit back at Obama, telling the Fox Business Network's Mornings with Maria that Flynn's unmasking was all Obama and Biden. They weren't after General Flynn, they wanted him to lie about me, make up a story, he said. And with few exceptions, nobody did that. There were many people. I watched Katie McFarlane the other day. I watched where she was, knock knock FBI, you know. The FBI, this was all Obama, this was all Biden, the president said. These people were corrupt, the whole thing was corrupt, and we caught them, we caught them. And what you saw just now, I watched Biden yesterday, he could barely speak. He was on Good Morning America, right? He said he didn't know anything about it. And now it just gets released right after he said that. It gets released that he was one of the unmaskers.